Good morning. How are you? I'm Twanda Black. And beginning of the year, of course, probably 90% of America has decreed that we're going to lose weight, right? So, obesity warrior, renowned endocrinologist, and leading Harvard Medical School expert, Dr. David Lugwick, joins us because he's rewritten the rules on weight loss, diet, and health. There's a new book called Always Hungry: Conquer Cravings, Retrain Your Fat Cells, and Lose Weight Permanently. Good morning, Dr. Ludwig. How are you?
Good morning. Great to be with you today.
Obesity warrior. I love that.
Thank you.
So, first of all, I know a lot of people who are always hungry, and I'm like, what is really going on with you? What happens when somebody's always hungry?
Right. Well, the basic premise of the book is that weight is more about biology than willpower, discipline, or anything else. Unfortunately, people are so often blamed if they have a weight problem. We think it's just a lack of discipline. What? Calories in, calories out, eat a little less, move a little more. It's so simple. If you can't do it, there must be something the matter with you. And people are terribly stigmatized for this medical problem. But that's a misunderstanding that we, and the premise of the book is that this is a biological issue, that our fat cells are stuck on calorie storage overdrive, the low-fat diet that we've been told to eat for the last 40 years has raised insulin levels too much, caused chronic inflammation, and that sends fat cells into a feeding frenzy. They suck in and hoard too many calories. They're actually too few for the rest of the body. We think of obesity as a state of excess, but it's closer to a state of starvation to the body. There aren't enough calories in the bloodstream because they're all being hoarded in the fat cells. So the brain does what it's supposed to do. It makes us hungry to get us to eat more.
You are
But
seriously
if we
turning
eat the
this
wrong
thing.
things, those calories just keep getting sucked up into the fat cells.
My goodness, you are certainly turning it on its head, and that requires us to think a little bit differently, right?
Absolutely. So the key here is to understand that body weight is controlled by biology, just like every other basic biological function. So we target the cause of the problem, which is fat cells on calorie storage overdrive. This is a rich, high-fat diet, three phases. The first phase, we eliminate all grains, potatoes, and added sugar just for 2 weeks. But you won't miss them because of all of the rich, luscious, high-fat foods, nuts and nut butters, full-fat dairy, luscious sauces and spreads, savory proteins, even a little bit of real dark chocolate. Phase two, we add back whole kernel grains and a touch of added sugar. Phase three, you can mindfully reintroduce some of the more processed carbohydrates according to your body's ability to handle them. This creates a personalized approach that's right for you. And the bottom line is that because this approach works with, not against your body, you eat until satisfied, snack when hungry, and never count calories again.
Wow. Now that's awesome. I mean, everybody in the world wants to hear that. So when you talk about conquer the cravings in the first 2 weeks and we get rid of those things just for the first 2 weeks, what does that do? What does that tell the body?
Okay, so when we get rid of all these highly processed carbohydrates that have flooded our diet during the low-fat years. Well, what are you talking about? White bread, white rice, prepared sugary breakfast cereals, cookies, crackers, all those things that were advertised as low-fat and healthy, but they actually send blood sugar and insulin on a roller coaster ride. So when we eliminate those, but we don't just get rid of them, we replace them with luscious, higher-fat foods. Our metabolism, our hormones settle down. The fat cells open up their doors. They stop hoarding so many calories. Calories enter, flood back into the body. And your brain says, wow, for the first time, maybe in years, the brain experiences a more continuous, dependable store of calories. So it says, okay, wait a second. I'm not starving anymore. I don't have to be so hungry. And I can speed up metabolism. When those things happen, your body goes into weight loss mode. And you start to lose weight with your body's cooperation, not with it kicking and screaming.
Dr. Ludwig, what about those of us who are over 50, especially menopausal women? I mean, does this work well for us as well? I'm a menopausal woman. Does it work well for us?
Well, people in your demographic were the most frequent participants in our national pilot test. We did this last year when we were writing the book. And it was about 250 people from around the country. Mm-hmm. And you'll be able to see their authentic stories featured throughout the book. You know, there's what works for a man in his 30s will also work for a woman in her 50s or 60s, although there may be some opportunity to individualize. And we know that everybody's not the same. In part, it's your age, but it's also your genes, your health history. And so we have a tracker, symptom trackers, and other support tools that help you individualize the diet so you can get a personalized prescription. If you don't have to, some people don't have to give up processed carbs entirely. They can handle them, especially after sort of changing their metabolism a bit. And so why not have a treat once in a while? Other people, any of that stuff is going to send them into a vicious cycle of cravings and hunger. And they'll discover, it's just not worth the temporary, the fleeting pleasure of that stuff just isn't enough, isn't as good as just feeling good and being in control of hunger and body weight again.
Can you talk about for a moment what, that seesaw yo-yo kind of thing really does to our bodies?
Yeah, well, we eat too many processed carbs. Think the bagel, fat-free cream cheese, and glass of juice, which was said to be healthy during the low-fat years. So we eat those things, but even if there isn't a lot of added sugar, those processed carbs turn into sugar very quickly, within minutes after eating them. Your blood sugar surges. The hormone insulin skyrockets in an attempt to bring blood sugar down. So it sends the sugar and other calories that we ate into storage. And much of that storage is in the fat cells. The problem is, under insulin, the fat cells can check in. The calories can check into the fat cells, but they can't check out. So a few hours later, we're hungry again. You might have eaten enough calories to last 6 hours, but they're locked away, so your body can't get to them. And then we get hungry again too soon. We wind up overeating, and it creates this vicious cycle that so many people are aware suffer from. If you just cut back calories, you're not solving the problem. Your body knows it's starving, and cutting back calories makes things even worse. That's why so few people can actually keep the weight off. This approach aims to change biology and put your body to work for you.
I love that you say that this is all science. And it really is. What you're saying to us is science. This is science.
That's right. Our research group has done published hundreds of study articles over the last 20 years. I've seen over 10,000 patients. This is based on research from our group and from many other groups. The book has hundreds of references for those with a scientific bent. They can look at them and judge for themselves.
So one more question. When we begin this journey, is there a different restocking of our pantry for different kinds of foods?
The first, we have a countdown, 7-day countdown, and the first day is the home clean out. We get rid of all the junk, the foods that don't help serve us. You know, what better time of year than January for a home clean out? So we clean out the cupboards and the refrigerators, and we restock them with really healthful foods that are going to be moving us in the right direction.
Wonderful.
To make healthful eating
wonderful
easy.
Tell people where they can get the book.
Well, it should be widely available now, but I would also direct your listener to my website, drdavidludwig.com. That's doctor as in D-R, davidludwig.com.
L-U-D-W. They're not going to have a problem with the D-R. They're going to have the problem with Ludwig. L-U-D-W-I-G. L-U-D-W-I-G. The book is called Always Hungry, and it's a question mark, definitely. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host. The American Cancer Society's Relay for Life is kicking off all over the place. And Gwinnett is holding its kickoff rally on January 23rd. Mike Jewell joins us. He's event co-lead. And from what I understand, Mike, you are volunteer of all volunteers.
That's what I understand.
So tell us about the American Cancer Society's Relay for Life of Gwinnett.
Well, the Gwinnett Relay for Life is the number one event of its kind around the world.
Wow.
Of over 5,000 relays, Gwinnett has the honor of holding the world's largest, both in attendance and fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
Last year at our 2015 event, we had roughly about 10,000 visitors come over our 12-hour period, and we raised just over $1.8 million. So it's an event we're extremely proud of.
That is phenomenal, phenomenal. Talk about the Relay for Life and its mission and what it does. How is it organized?
Well, Relay for Life is the signature fundraising event for the American Cancer Society worldwide, and we raise money for all types of cancers. And the money can be go to several different programs within the Cancer Society. We have Hope Lodges, which are around all over the country. That's facilities located in Houston, Atlanta, for example. The one here in Atlanta is down near Emory University.
Mm-hmm.
Families that have a patient going through their cancer treatments who might not have the ability to fund a hotel room, they can stay at a Hope Lodge for free while their family members going through their treatments.
Mm-hmm.
We have other programs like Road to Recovery, where we have volunteers who will pick up patients from their home or places of business and take them to their the hospital or the treatment center where they're doing their chemotherapy and make sure that they have a ride to and from their treatments. So there's a lot of programs that we fund.
Mm-hmm.
with the money raised from Relay for Life.
So how does it work? Tell us about Relay for Life. How does it work?
Well, it's a all-volunteer sponsored event. The Gwinnett Relay, we have about 80 people on our volunteer planning team.
Mm-hmm.
And we have two partners from the American Cancer Society that help us plan the event. And we will spend the entire year working on the relay, which is held every May. And all of our volunteers, we work at soliciting and bringing in teams from around the county,
mm-hmm.
schools, businesses, family groups, church groups, and we ask teams and individuals to participate and partner with us to raise funds for the relay. And then every May, like I said, at the Gwinnett County Fairgrounds, we all come together for the actual relay event, and the teams will bring their team members with them, and we literally walk from 6:30 in the evening until 6:30 in the morning, walking laps around the track in honor of those that are fighting cancer or for those that we've lost to cancer. So it's an extremely moving event. It's incredible to see so many people coming together to honor and cherish those people that are fighting the disease or, like I said, those that we've lost. So it's an extremely humbling experience to be a part of.
So in the relay, nobody has to walk that whole time by themselves, right? That's why you have a team.
That's exactly right. like I said, last year we had about 10,000 people come to our event, and between 6:30 in the evening and midnight is the largest amount of time that we'll have visitors there.
Mm-hmm.
That would also be the largest amount of time that we have the greatest amount of people or walkers on the track. But team members will take turns walking, and so we always have people on the track. But, the goal is to have, a fair amount of participants on your team that will come, and so no one is required or
right.
would be on the track all during that 12-hour period.
That would be crazy. So talk about the rally that's getting ready to happen. It's a kickoff rally January 23rd in Gwinnett, in Lawrenceville, actually.
Exactly.
So talk about that one.
Yeah, our kickoff happens every January, and that's where we bring in the team captains for all of our 280 teams. And it's a rah-rah session, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
We bring them in, we get them all fired up, we get them excited about the upcoming relay season, which, again, is really the period between January and event, which this year is May 13th. And we get them pumped up, play a lot of loud music, show them some informational things, teach them some new programs or new ways of fundraising that we've come up with this year. So it's really just a time to get them excited and get their teams moving in the right direction.
Tell people how they can be a part.
You can certainly call our Gwinnett County American Cancer Society office, or you can go online to our ACS events. You can just simply Google Gwinnett Relay for Life, and you'll find our homepage there. And we would love to have as many people participate as we can. So we would love to have everybody join us.
Absolutely.
Or just simply show up at the Gwinnett County Fairgrounds on May 13th, about 6:30 in the evening.
Okay. So they don't have to have a team in advance, or it would be beneficial to have that team in advance, right?
It is. It would be beneficial, but it's certainly not required. If you just want to come and be a walker, you can come to the event. It's free of charge to the public. We would love to have as many people there as we can.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us, Mike Jewell, event co-lead for the Cancer Society, the American Cancer Society's Relay for Life of Gwinnett. Kickoff rally, January 23rd, North Clayton Street in Lawrenceville, Georgia. What time is the kickoff rally start?
The kickoff rally will start at 9 o'clock in the morning.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us.
Uh-huh.